Hello, and welcome to Mr. Stephen Allen goes to a lot of Tesco's all over the country on the way home after gigs. Tonight's episode was Bar Hill in Cambridge, just off the A14 and handy for the M11. It was a Tesco Extra, which it was bound to be because, like, I go to a normal Tesco. Come on, show me. And it was a nice and large one. The upstairs seemed to have the clothing, although that was closed off, so I guess that's a negative mark. They did have the nice new baskets, the ones that have the thicker plastic around. It's a slightly different design, and I prefer those. I realise they're still going to be covered in the germs of other people's hands, but at least these germs are modern. You know, you're going to get your H1N1, your swine flu, maybe your bird flu. You're not going to get, like, Spanish flu or some really old, you know. Some Tesco's baskets could be old enough to have the plague on them. I'm just guessing that. I've never been to the Tesco's Extra at Eam in Derbyshire, but I would wear gloves. So I had a look round, as I do every time I visit a Tesco. I go and check Zoo Magazine and Nuts Magazine, see if they've printed one of my funny jokes. And no was the answer. They didn't have any duck wraps. That's a big no-no. You run out of duck wraps, close down. Oh, I wanted some duck wrap action. I bought some toothpaste, and fair play to them. This was actually a positive I've not seen in many Tesco Extras. Their toothpaste was next to their condoms, and that actually makes a lot of good shopping sense. And then I walked around. They didn't have their... Normally, you get your cooked meats relatively near your snack foods, your pork pies, things like that. They weren't next to each other. And the chocolates were nowhere near the nuts. And that's not how I like it. I prefer chocolate near nuts. I prefer chocolate on my nuts, to be honest. But that's details that we don't need in a review of a Tesco's. I went and paid a self-scan thing. It was a very loud self-scan thing. And I've never worked out how to turn the volume down. It's not a problem in the day, but when you're getting served just before midnight, she's very loud. Everyone in the shop can hear it. And then when she says, please insert your coupons, you kind of think you're being judged. It's like, yes, I use coupons. So I'm a struggling comedian. I need to get me flipping double points. Stop judging me. And then I walked back to the car and then headed off. All in all, I give that Tesco 7 out of 10.